Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sean, your whole reputation hinges on that Bills-Ravens game on Sunday night, so I hope you got it right.
Thanks. I feel pretty good about it. I like the Ravens, even though I have the Bills in the Super Bowl. I still like the Ravens on Sunday night.
I like Doesn't matter who you have in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I like Buffalo
at home.
Just
matters for week one.
Yep, I know. That's why
well,
I said
you brought up the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because you would think that if I had the Bills in the Super Bowl, maybe I'd have them winning week one, and I don't. That's why I brought it up.
Are you talking about the Super Bowl or a Soup Bowl?
Ooh, that sounds good. Except they don't like soup.
It is a Patriots Friday all day long here, and so you can talk about your New England Patriots and game one all day long, and... Can't wait. Monday, we will be at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday. So Boomer Esiason on this show, Mike Vrabel on this show on Monday. We've yet to speak to Mike Vrabel after a loss, so we don't know what he will be like, but hopefully that will not be the situation on Monday morning.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, I didn't realize the extent that the 12 games for Urban Meyer went viral, but like,
yeah,
it was everywhere. Because I was trying to figure out what was coming from the why – Belichick would be doing this and squaring it with what Vrabel had said, and it was like Huffington Post, Fox News, the Hindu Times. It was everywhere.
Yeah, but based on your lead, you believe that the Belichick thing, the banning of New England Patriots scouts on campus and watching practice and talking to guys, that... You believe
was the
occurred
impetus.
First,
yeah.
Right?
That led to the, because you asked it, you know, God love you was an olive branch. Like, see, it's not going to be easy, right? And it would have been so simple for Vrabel to be like, yeah, you know what I mean? And instead he goes, yeah, well, Urban Meyer, first year, 12 games, won them all.
Wow. Our show has power.
It does. Don't be.
We got a statue. We got Patriot Scouts Band.
No, that was we had nothing to do with that. But we had Vrabel's reaction to it.
We got power over here.
Do we know when Bill speaks to the radio show in Chapel Hill?
He doesn't do it weekly. It's like sporadic.
Oh, okay. Because I just wonder, like, I mean, he has to speak to media leading up to the game on tomorrow. Yeah. So I'm just wondering if somebody's going to ask the question. Because I'd be interested to know what his answer is to that. Now
you
I
don't buy the story. I
don't trust if sources tell ESPN, if sources tell NBC Sports, like, yeah, it
well,
could
Doug
be.
Doug Kied confirmed it as well. There's several.
Who?
Doug Kied.
Okay. I love Doug Kied. But for me, like, I need somebody to actually confirm whether it's on the Patriot side or on the UNC side.
It's just a bad look. And I would think that this would be something that people would be talking about, you know, nationally, yeah. though.
Well, like, it was a national report.
No, but I mean, I don't see it like being talked about on like First Take or Get Up. Like,
it's been everywhere.
Oh, has it been talked about?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I would think like this is a major, major story in the sense that like if you're trying to recruit guys or you're trying to get guys to transfer in or you're trying to get guys to stay at your school and you're basically banning an NFL team from coming, that's not good for UNC. Like that is no way good for Bill Belichick in any way when it comes to right. his ability
and,
to recruit.
And how would the school ever allow that? Like, I understand it's Bill Belichick's team, but there are other people that are involved with the players and making sure that the players are being put in the best position ever. UNC is very much like a Boston College where the school puts the player student first. And I just don't see how a school would think that that's in the best interest for the program, mm-hmm. for the school, for the player.
Right. And the same reason it wasn't in the best interest for the Patriots to have Joe Judge and Matt Patricia coach offense, but Bill was in charge. And Bill's
I think
in
that's
charge
far different than a college.
Well, if Bill's in charge,
the school said no comment, and Mike Lombardi
said, "Why are you yelling?
Said,
there's no reason to yell at me during this."
If this were untrue, it would be the first thing they would say is this is untrue.
But it's okay if I'm giving you a devil's advocate that it hasn't been confirmed yet on either side. Yes, I understand that sources have told ESPN and NBC Sports and Doug Kied. But at the same time, like there has to be more to the story.
The
I think
the scout said that okay. The scout was turned away from being able to go to cover the North Carolina Tar Heels as their scouts go across the country. That's been confirmed.
Who did?
The scout. The Patriots sent a scout, and he
why
was.
Why are you yelling? Like, there's no reason to talk like that. You and I are having a conversation. What? Like,
so the scout said they turned me away. Okay, right. If the scout said that, then I guess, you know, that's just
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, if the scout went out and said that on paper, like, I haven't seen that anywhere, but if the scout's saying it, then sure.
That's just a bad look for Bill. It doesn't help him with recruiting. It doesn't help him with his 33rd NFL team. Like, if that's what you're trying to promote as what we're going to be here, it's just not, it's not a good look for
maybe
you.
Maybe the scout tried to trademark Gold Digger first.
Scout did something.
Didn't realize that belonged to the two of them.
Yeah, he did something. He might have didn't like the picture or something. It's just, I you know.
Who delivers the message to the scout? Is it Jordan in the leather pants?
I would think so.
The one who says stop.
You're not allowed
go
to come
no
in?
Go no further. You're not allowed on campus.
Wow.
Daddy says you're not allowed on campus.
Zaddy.
I think there's true love there.
Zaddy says you're not allowed on campus.
He's definitely a zaddy.
But you might be right, Courtney. Let's see this week if somebody asks. Because if it's that big of a story and they're obviously talking about it everywhere, and maybe I missed it on First Take or Get Up. I don't watch a ton of it. I only see it when it's here. I would think that a reporter would say, Bill, why, you know, it's not a good look for your program to be turning away scouts
right.
if you want, you know, to be
the
able
players
to.
Players have to be upset about it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so tough. That's a crazy thing to do after getting blown out on a Monday night while the nation watches and you've got players now. If you want to talk about how 17, 18, 19-year-old players are petty, they find out that the New England Patriots scouts aren't allowed to go watch them. Yeah, you're going to have a lot of players that are turning their back on Bill Belichick. It's going to be a hell of a season for him.
And just so we get the chronology correct, the incident occurred before the first game.
Okay, regardless.
Okay.
A bunch of text messages on this.
Why are you talking
this?
To me like that?
I said regardless. You're the one who's like yelling and just talking. You break things down. You talk slower like I'm some moron. So I'm just saying,
well,
you and I can have a conversation
the only person
without
in America
you.
That's questioning if the story's true.
I'm the only person. Wiggy was questioning if it's
yeah,
true.
I was wanting to know if
there, like
is there validity
I do.
There.
You really don't.
Oh, I just, you know, I mean, I would have to like, but if you're telling me the scout said it, I didn't have like Doug Kied sources. I don't really buy what they say because, you know how sources are.
Well, they called Lombardi about the story. Did they not, Curtis?
Yes.
And what'd he say?
He said good luck and hung up the phone.
Right. But that doesn't mean anything.
The school didn't, they declined to comment.
Yeah, but that don't mean anything. People decline to comment all the time. That don't mean, if you decline to comment, it doesn't mean that it's true.
Yeah.
Right? But if the Curtis says
if Mike Lombardi were just 30 years later, would have answered the phone and said nothing. Or 30 years younger, would have answered the phone and said nothing. That's why they do it. Because you never get into trouble.
Right.
You don't say anything on the phone.
No.
Smart.
All right. We got to talk to our guy, Nick Kostos, in advance of this weekend and football. And he is the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports wagering insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app now and catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 in the afternoon Eastern on the newly rebranded BetMGM network on the Odyssey app, and watch from 6 to 7 Eastern on NBC Sports Now or Peacock. Wiggy, I think you can have – you're not in Peacock jail, I don't believe. You're only in YouTube TV
jail. Yeah, YouTube jail.
Morning, Nick.
What's going on, guys? Great to be on with you for another season. Did Courtney and Curtis get married this offseason? Because that's how my conversations go with my wife. Why are you yelling? No. Why are you talking to me like that? Why are you speaking to me so slowly, like I'm a moron?
It's time for these boys to be put in their place.
Literally, you guys are like a married. That was a married couple argument.
Well, Kostos, you don't know this, but Courtney and I did a week together with Jackson behind the board, and
I'm sure it was well produced, that show.
It was like a shotgun wedding, and so yeah, maybe there was some animus that we dealt with trauma together. But
so
now
because I got to be honest, there's no way Courtney likes you, Curtis.
I love Curtis.
No,
we both went to BC.
Okay, you went to college. You went to the same college. Like, there's no way you like
different times.
Go ahead.
I think you should just say it. Like, it makes for good. Who cares? I hate a lot of people I work with. Who cares?
Who do you hate the most, Nick?
Who do I hate the most?
Yeah,
I guess it rotates on a regular basis.
Oh,
like,
give us the name.
Everyone that works on my crew.
Oh, what a coward. Big swing of D when it's other people. He
all of them. All of them. Jake Hassan runs the board. He screws up. Tyler Morales is our tech director. He screws up. Mike Brown, our video producer, is on vacation this week. Week one of football. He's on my bleep list.
Whoa. Why are you allowing vacations week one of football?
I got to tell you, man. I signed my new contract. I'm feeling highfalutin. And then I don't have control over the schedule. Imagine that.
You got to take control of the ship over there.
I do my best, man.
A big raise, Nick? Yeah.
Well, it depends on the definition of the word big is. I'm not unhappy.
Ooh, okay. I like it.
When people get to stutter,
the company's in a little bit of financial peril. I don't know why you're accepting a big raise.
What do I care about what anyone else does?
Get that bag.
Yeah. Are we really playing the altruism game here? Like, get over yourselves. Yeah. Stop it. Yeah.
Greg actually pays to be here.
hometown discount. Like
I would never do that.
Yeah, you and Boomer take less.
Yeah, my ass.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you take less in like a Kawhi Leonard situation.
Yeah, exactly.
better look out, though. Jalen Brunson.
They definitely circumvented the cap.
That's the biggest scam going, but the thing is, I think they...
Also, by the way, how do you think the Patriots finagled this with Brady? Everyone knows that's what... And who cares? Also, this is all like... It's like professional snitching also, all of this. I can't say that I like it.
Brady did need some trees chopped down around his crib around that time.
Yeah, like Brady was obviously getting paid like under the hood, and like I don't care at all. I'm sure it happens everywhere. Who cares?
Huh. Wow.
Do you not think that happened with Brady?
100% happened. I mean,
oh, it definitely happened.
They haven't confirmed it.
No, I don't think it. I don't think it did.
No.
I
mean, it happens with every athlete.
We would have heard it. We would have heard it. If it happened, we would have heard it.
Stop it.
So why do we hear about Kawhi Leonard and potentially Jalen Brunson? But everybody else.
Because people started to go.
I don't have a good answer for you.
People were like, you're being paid $28 million to endorse a tree company. Do you have any trees? Like, they were wondering what was going on.
But like, I mean, come on. And I'm not trying to like make, I don't care. I don't know that it happens. But like, everyone's been saying it for, Brady took less money every single year. Like, something had to be up.
Like what?
I don't know. Making money elsewhere.
Yeah. But they, with these people...
And I'm not even saying I don't care at all
he took less money because that's who he was. It was the wrong thing to do because ultimately it allowed Bill to be like to lowball players and do the things that Bill did financially because he's like, well, if Brady's taking less, well, Julian, you got to take less.
But then randomly down the road, he wanted to just all of a sudden take more.
Well, I think he got tired.
One day he woke up and said, actually.
No, I think he got tired of like the BS that he had to deal with Bill for taking less. And he got
you guys. You guys hate him, huh?
Who?
Like just New England in general.
Hate who?
Hates Belichick.
No.
We love Curtis.
We love okay. Bill and Tom. I think Tom.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Sure.
Does Curtis hate Belichick more? Or does Courtney hate Ooh. Curtis more?
I don't hate Curtis. It's just Curtis will now for the rest of like the well, I mean the show's almost over, but next week I'm sure he'll be like,
why
well, that's
can't
not
you
confirmed.
Just say,
like he's going to do
say
this.
You don't like him. Why
he's
going to
do this whole
that?
Thing. But the issue is, I've always been a Bill apologist, so sometimes I give devil's advocate when Curtis is going.
There's not
after
much
Bill.
To apologize for. He won a million Super Bowls. Like what apology does there need to be?
Oh, he looks good. I think North Carolina looks good.
What does that have to do with like what happened with the Patriots, though?
We can
like,
go. We can relitigate this, Kostos, if you want. But I mean,
yeah, he's great. Like right. the saying otherwise is insane.
Yep, he's great.
Yeah, I think we all.
No,
agree.
You're right. No, you're right. He sucks. Yeah. You nailed it.
One of the great frauds in American sports history, but we can do a podcast on that.
I don't think Curtis thinks he sucks.
I will not
though.
Do a podcast.
Oh. What about Hassan?
You think he sucks, Curtis?
No, I didn't say he sucks.
Oh, okay.
I just don't think that the conversation is Bill and Tom. We know Bill without Tom. We know Tom without Bill. And one of them was focused solely on winning.
Tom, you would take Tom if you had to pick one, but that doesn't mean that Belichick's not also great.
Of course not. The greatest decision in the history of sports was made in between the AFC Championship and the first Super Bowl they went to, Super Bowl 36, when he went with Tom, even though he got hurt, and Bledsoe came in and beat the Steelers. That decision alone is the greatest decision.
So Tom is really here because of Bill. And why would anybody want Tom? He's not even a generational player.
Right.
All right. Nick,
people just saying stuff to be saying stuff.
At Gillette Sunday, who do you like?
I really want, so can I do a big picture thing first?
Yeah.
And then we can talk about week one. I like the Patriots a lot this year. I said it, we were on the air, it was wild card Sunday, nationally. I think I was on this station also, prior to the Bills-Broncos wild card game, when the news broke that the Patriots were going to hire Vrabel as the head coach, before he was officially introduced, I think like the next day. And I said on the air in that moment, Patriots are going to be the second best team in the AFC East next year. Like, better than Miami, better than the Jets. I think that's absolutely true. And we don't, like, your audience knows about all the pieces that they added. Vrabel's an adult.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In the room, McDaniels is an awful head coach, but I think he's a really good offensive coordinator. And I think the quarterback's an absolute stud. And I said this to you guys all season last year. So we would say, like, how do you measure success for a team that's bad and is going to miss the playoffs? And the thing that I kept saying was, like you got your quarterback. Like they hit. I think Elliot Wolf has done largely a brutal job with personnel, but he nailed that. And whether or not, like, you could have made that pick, you the person at home, like, is immaterial. Like, he made the pick. And I think Drake May's awesome. And the offensive line, like, quite literally, can't be worse than it was last year. And I like this defense, and I think Vrabel's an awesome head coach. I think the Patriots are going to win 9 games. I think they could absolutely make the playoffs. I think they have a higher ceiling than the Chargers. I think their defense is better than the Bengals. I like the Patriots a lot. Now, in this matchup, if I had to bet the game, I would lay New England. Christian Gonzalez being out is going to be a huge deal, though, and they got to get him back on the field, because I love the tandem of Gonzalez and Carlton Davis at corner, but obviously you take Gonzalez out of the mix when, and Wiggy, you can speak to this better than me, my guess is that you probably would see Gonzalez, like, on Brock Bowers a lot in this game to try and get Bowers the best tight ends in the league. Mm. Like, I think now you can make a case that Bowers is going to have a nice game, and Jacoby Myers, the former Patriot, can have a nice game. So if I had to make a bet in this game on the side or total, I'd actually bet the over right now at 43.5. The Raiders have one good player on defense in Max Crosby, and I think this is a potential smash spot for Drake May, and the Gonzalez injury, I think, does matter here, and I think the Raiders can score more than expected. So who do I think is going to win the game? I think the Patriots are going to win. What is my preferred bet? Over 43.5 points on Sunday in Foxborough.
Excellent. What about tonight in Brazil?
So the number is almost Kansas City minus 3.5. I don't have much of a desire to lay that kind of number here, but I do think the Chiefs are going to win. So I've got Kansas City in some money line parlays. I think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl this year again. I think they fixed their offensive line. And I think the Chargers have a high floor, but a low ceiling. I don't see a ton of blue chip players on this team outside of the quarterback. Maybe the first round running back, Omarion Hampton, is going to be good. I think they're not going to be able to get a pass rush on Mahomes here. I think the Chiefs are going to win. Will they win by 4? Maybe, maybe not. But I feel pretty confident the Chiefs will at least win the game tonight.
Who's your pick for Steelers, Jets?
I love the Steelers. Love the Steelers. So I'll just quick betting advice. If you like Pittsburgh, please lay minus 2.5. And if you like the Jets, please bet plus 3. I like Pittsburgh. The Jets lost their best offensive lineman a few days ago for the season. Right guard Elijah Vera Tucker. Pittsburgh obviously has Cam Hayward and Keanu Benton and TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith. And Justin Fields can't throw. And it's going to be a problem. I think the Steelers win by double digits. I also like the under in the game on Sunday.
So, Nick, 425 on Sunday, Lions-Packers.
Yep.
I feel like a lot of people are off the Lions now, like a little too much, where I kind of like the Lions as a dog in this spot, and they're too high on the Packers after getting Micah Parsons. But him needing a shot in his back, I don't know how impactful he's going to be. I like the Lions. Where are you at with Lions-Packers?
I like the Lions also. I do think the Packers have a higher season-long ceiling than Detroit. In this matchup, though, and Shime, you nailed it, right? Like, Parsons isn't healthy. Like, he's going to have an epidural to play. Like, I've had epidurals for, I'm not an athlete, but I've had epidurals for a pinched nerve. Like, they don't even work, more than 50% of the time. So even if Parsons plays, he's probably just going to be a situational pass rusher. He's a great run defender, and I don't know if they're going to have him to defend the run. Their number two corner, Nate Hobbs, is limited in practice and isn't 100% healthy. Jaden Reed may not play in this game. And while Green Bay, I think, like I said, has a higher upside, I think Detroit entering the year has more blue-chip players. I think the Lions are going to win on Sunday. And something else to keep in mind, the Packers have a short week heading into week 2. They play next Thursday night at home against the Commanders. It would not be shocking to me if Green Bay started 0-2, and that would be the buy point on the Packers to achieve big things this season, because they can definitely get there. I just think it may be a little bit of a slow start for Green Bay.
All right, Nick, what about your squad? Giants taking on the Commanders in Washington. Is this the year that Dable finally turns it around with the New York Giants?
No.
Okay.
We need to know there's a big piece of injury news here. Andrew Thomas is the Giants' left tackle. He's, by orders of magnitude, their best offensive lineman. He practiced on, he's been hurt all offseason. He practiced on Wednesday, didn't practice yesterday. This feels very up in the air. He matters a lot for the Giants' pass protection and the Giants' offense. If he does not play, I think Washington could lay it on them. If he does play, I think you can maybe make the case the Giants could keep the game reasonably close with their defensive line. I do think the Commanders will win the game. I don't have a strong betting take now, Wiggy, until we find out if Andrew Thomas is going
to
play.
Okay.
Nick, so great to have you back, dude. We love it.
Awesome. I love you guys.
You are the best.
You're right.
Any wishes for us before we go?
Yeah, minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And Courtney, I think you should just like just say you don't like him.
No.
It's okay.
I love Curtis.
I don't like him. It's okay.
All right.
Curtis, you probably feel the same way, right?
No, I love Costco. She does a great job.
That is the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. For all of your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM network on the Odyssey app.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.